bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Let's get your starters for the Rockets under Steven Silas, our old friend, and one of the great guys in the association, one of the great minds in the association as well. Kelly Olynyk acquired in that trade with Miami. Avery Bradley, a 2022 first-round pick for Victor Oladipo. And he's been playing great basketball for the Rockets since coming over. His effective shooting percentage since March 27. And I know it's just a couple of weeks, but still, it's 70.1%. Jayshon Tate starts alongside him, undrafted in 2018. 25-year-old rookie out of Ohio State. 6'4", 230. He's averaging 10.9 points, shooting 52% from the field. In the last four games for him, 15.8 a night with four rebounds. Christian Wood will start at the five spot, and boy, what a career he has had so far. He's played for six teams in 5 years, blossoming in Houston, averaging 21 points, nine rebounds, 53% from the field. He missed 17 games with an ankle injury. The Rockets lost all 17 games that he was out. John Wall, the veteran, Warriors have not seen him since October of 2018. Starts as the point guard position. Didn't play last night down in L.A. against the Clippers, averaging 20 points, 6.8 assists. And Kevin Porter Jr., whom they plucked from Cleveland, he starts alongside. He has started 12 of games since coming over in a January 22nd trade for a second-round pick. Had some things happen in Cleveland that did not turn out too well for the young man, and getting a second chance here. And, of course, with John Lucas on their coaching staff, he's got a good mentor in that regard. The Warriors will be going without Kelly Oubre Jr. tonight, that left wrist. Remember the spectacular fall he took last night in the game, and he landed. We thought maybe he would have a tailbone injury, much like Stephen Curry, but the wrist, it took the brunt of the fall. He is sidelined, will not play tonight, replaced by Kent Bazemore in the starting lineup. He had 4 points, five rebounds, and two assists in 28 minutes last evening. James Wiseman coming off one of his better games of the year. Starts at center, 18 points, six rebounds in 23 minutes. Draymond Green alongside had eight assists last night. Andrew Wiggins at the small forward spot had a tough finish to what had been a great defensive game. And Stephen Curry starts at the point guard position. He has scored 30 or more, five straight games of that. Ties a career high. Rockets in red uniforms with white numbers, white letters in the backside, with a black piping down the side. And the Warriors in their Oakland uniforms, dark blue with the gold and orange trim. Oakland across the front. And we are just about set to go here. Opening tip control by the Rockets. They have the first possession, attacking the basket to our left. Ball thrown up top. Wood with a jumper. It's no good. Bazemore gets the rebound. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial. Curry finds Bazemore. Over to Draymond Green. Now up top to Wiseman. Top of the key jumper, shot it with confidence and nailed it to open the game.
Yeah, they ran that play, first play of the game, pinned down. And look, you want to get open? Be involved with the pick for Steph. Whatever it is, they're going to stay with Steph and you get a wide open jump shot. That was nice, and as you said, Tim, confident.
Wood and Wall play catch. Wall gets it back off the screen. 17-footer, no good. Draymond's got the rebound. Protects it away from the prying arms of Olynyk and feeds Wiggins in the front court. The Draymond, top of the key, goes cross-court to Curry. Screen set for Steph. Steph has Wood on him, doubled, feeds Bazemore, slices into the defense. Hand off to Wiseman, bats it back to Bazemore as they couldn't handle the exchange. Curry at the logo says, why not? And it's short. Tate steps in for the rebound. Wall ends up with the ball, running a set. It starts in the left wing. Olynyk seals off his man. Inside hand, layup good, left side. And we are tied at two with 10:42 to go. Now a lead pass for Wiggins. Right side, two dribbles, jumper, good. About an 18-footer for Wiggins on the right wing. John Wall on the far side. Wall, handoff up top. Got it to Porter Jr. Driving on Curry, now gets Wiseman on the switch, goes up, throws it up, uses his body to protect it, and laid it in.
Yeah, that was a nice job by him.
Long lead pass, Draymond to Wiggins. Saves it to Bazemore in the right corner. Wiseman comes across, catches. Rockets are a small team. Wiseman shoots over Tate, no good. Olynyk with the rebound.
You know, with Wall with the Rockets tonight, the Warriors should be ready for him since they played Westbrook last night in very similar games.
Wall backs down, Curry feeds Tate. Tate to the corner, Porter Jr. dribbles and travels from the corner. And a turnover on Houston.
Warriors basketball.
Steven Silas. First head coaching job. Bazemore gets a pass, drives in, goes up, had it blocked away. Tate with the reject, shoveled ahead to Wall. Kind of an odd-looking play. Not sure Bazemore wanted to do that. Wall fires up a jumper that was ill-advised. Comes out to the near wing. Curry gets it. Curry throws down to Draymond at the post. Draymond finds Curry. It's deflected. Wiseman intercepted the pass. Gets it to Draymond. Draymond says, go get Curry. So Wiseman screens for Curry. Draymond back to Wiseman. Top of the key jumper and rattles that one home.
He is not afraid.
No. And Draymond's not afraid to tell him where to go.
No, he's not. He's had to do it a few times.
Yes. Wall, right sideline, guarded by Bazemore. Now blasting to the paint. Throws to the wing. Beautiful setup in the corner for Tate. Misfires. Jumper. Rebound Curry. Curry with people running the floor, feeds Wiggins, reaches up, it's goaltended, and a beautiful fast break, and what a pass by Curry. 8-4 Warriors, Steven Silas once time. We played 3 minutes at Chase Center, Warriors on top of the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. By the way, Gary Trent Jr. with that career high, effective field goal percentage of 107.9 tonight.
Can't do a whole lot better, I wouldn't think.
I don't think so. Klay Thompson had a 110 in 2019. Rockets to the ball. They attack the basket and a jump around the wing. It's up and good for Porter Jr. That's a three-pointer. It's 8-7. Warriors on top. They had four buckets and four assists going into the timeout. Draymond Green right side. Wiseman top of the key left. Hand off Curry. Curry bounce pass. Wiseman was held. And a foul. It's going to be on Porter Jr. who got one in the chops as a result.
I'm surprised Wiseman didn't just fire that one. Hey, you made two out of your first three. Feeling good. Now I'm from about the same spot, too.
And you're rolling. Check
let it go. Yeah.
Wiseman guarded by Olynyk. Gets it to Draymond inside the Bazemore. Cutting. Bazemore turns. Pass deflected. Wiseman comes up with it. Finger rolled it up and in.
Yeah, just bigger than Porter Jr. right there. Just jump right over him.
Yeah, Rockets don't have a lot of tall guys.
Nope.
Christian Wood, their tallest at 6'10". Kelly Olynyk is listed at 6'11", but his jumper is up off the front rim and glass, no good. Wiseman the rebound. Here comes Draymond hustling to the front court. Dribbles in, goes in, plowed into Porter Jr. They both go down. And Porter Jr., who just got ran over, says, how is the foul on me?
Yeah, he got the worst of both ends.
Second team foul.
And got smacked. And do you think this would be something you'd have to look at over the next couple days and do some research? I'm not willing to do it. But do you think if you look back 3 years ago and try to pick a player, that would end up being a really good player 3 years from that point? Is there anybody that would surprise you more than Christian Wood?
No.
I mean, he's really good.
He's
I never
really
saw
good.
It coming.
And nobody ever saw it coming.
I guess that's why he played for 16.
Yeah, exactly.
But, man, goodness.
Free throws good for Draymond. Hit them both. 12-7 Warriors. Olynyk. Now handoff. Porter Jr. takes it topside. Guarded by Curry. Takes the three over him. No good. Long rebound. Porter Jr. gets to it first. Handoff to John Wall. Wall drives into traffic. Throws to Wood in the corner. Pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Takes a tough fadeaway in the paint on the go. Turning shoulder. My goodness.
Very tough shot.
Degree of difficulty off the charts. Draymond Green gets it. Lob inside. Bazemore with a catch and a lay-in low left.
I don't even think he looks at the rim to score when he gets the ball and heads to the bucket. That pass is his first option.
Wood fakes. Drives to the other end. Over a double team. Shoveled it up and in.
Another nice little runner. I mean, the next step for Wood will be putting those type of numbers up on a good basketball team.
Draymond Green. Curry, hook pass to Bazemore. Bazemore for three, up and no good. Olynyk with a beautiful touch pass off the rebound. Got it to Porter Jr. Over to John Wall. Settles for a three, and it's a swish. And the Rockets have tied the game at 14.
Oh, this is going to be one of those games that might have a few swings here and there.
You just get that feeling. Draymond with it. Finds Wiseman. Wiseman hands off Curry. Curry straightens up. Lets it fly. Popped in and out. Tate had the rebound fall into his lap. Porter Jr. throws to Olynyk, who's running the floor, blocked away by Wiseman. It's going to be a goal 10.
Well, you can't just give away 2 points like that.
And they did. 7-0 push for Houston, and they lead by two. Timeout for Steve Kerr. He didn't like that either.
No, he did not.
6:30 to go, first quarter. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Tonight's Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And courtesy of our stat man to the stars, Alan Brown, what's your favorite moment from the Warriors-Rockets rivalry?
Ooh.
There you go. Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Rock. Send me an email, Tim Roy at Warriors.com. T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. Warriors down two. Draymond Green down the lane. Shot short. Batted the rebound out left wing to Wiggins. Topside to Poole. Poole bounce pass to Draymond. Draymond to Looney. Looney left alone. Says, hey, I'm open. He fires. No good. Rebound. Tate one hands it to Porter Jr. Down a wall. Same five that left the floor for the Rockets. As you heard, Poole out there along with Looney for Golden State. Bazemore and Wiseman taking a break. Porter Jr. leaves his feet. Jump pass to Tate. He drives. Leans in. Wiggins rejected it. Says, get that out of here. Curry comes the other way. Bounce pass to the cutting Poole. Layup good as he flew down the floor, down the left wing.
That's two of those passes. Those are not easy to make off the bounce.
Whistle and a foul on the far side. It's going to go against Curry on a reach-in.
I don't know if it's my favorite memory. I'll have to give that a little thought. My first memory was when Draymond shoved Michael Beasley down to the ground at the end of the game. I don't know why that sticks in my head, but
that's not a good one.
No, I didn't say it was a good one. I just said it was the first one that jumps into my head. Probably because ultimately it led him getting suspended.
Exactly.
And I was like, that was not a good thing to do.
Sterling Brown has checked in for Houston along with Avery Bradley, a former Clipper. Ball up top with the dribble. Wood banging with Curry. Ball thrown by Wood goes out of bounds. Bad pass.
Yeah.
Got a little flustered there.
RC had a good one. Missing 27 straight threes was a good one.
And that was one that shall remain an infamy in Rockets history. Curry right sideline. Splits traffic. Gets by Olynyk to the rim. Double clutch. And he banked it home. His finishing skills this year are on display every single night.
Right hand, left hand, doesn't matter.
Bradley, Olynyk slices in, reverse layup, no good, slapped off the glass by Wood. Grabbed by Wiggins, three on three break. Wiggins drives, gets his man to retreat, goes in and banked it over the top of Porter Jr.
That was a really nice finish because Porter Jr. played that about as well as he could.
A 6-0 burst for Golden State, they lead by four. Olynyk gets the handoff. With the dribble pass, comes up top Inside, Olynyk gets it from Porter Jr. He's trapped by Draymond, wheels it outside, cross court to Bradley. Bradley fades into a three off the dribble, swish.
Nice shot. I still find it amazing. Olynyk has about 4 inches. Nope.
There's a drive by Poole at the other end, trying to dunk it, and a foul call on Olynyk. That was one that he protested. Poole trying to throw down the hammer there. Josh Tiven, by the way, Derek Collins and J.B. DeRosa are three officials tonight.
Rockets decided to give the Warriors back one of those transition opportunities.
Sorry, Tom. One of the memories I have is that night we had to stay inside the Toyota Center because of a fierce thunderstorm.
That's right.
After the game. And the next day, the bus ride to the airport, and I filmed this with my camera on my phone, the bus was leaving awake in the water.
That's right.
Driving to the airport.
I do remember that.
it was so deep.
I remember that evening, too. It was pouring outside, but not pouring hard enough for me and Travis Schlenk not to hit the bar up right next door.
Well, you had to
good beer, too.
You had
good
to confer a little bit and talk a little personnel for the following season.
I wasn't really dressed for it, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I remember you guys walked across, and it was buckets.
Oh, my goodness.
Mean, buckets. Here's Porter Jr. stumbling with a dribble, cut off by Wiggins. Warriors lead 22-19. Porter Jr. trying to tie it with a three. No good. Curry gets the ball. 4:02 to go in the quarter. 3-on-2. Curry down the lane. Dumped it off to Wiggins. Cross court to Poole. And he can't handle it. It goes out of bounds.
Right idea. I think the idea was good. Wiggins saw Poole out of the corner of his eye and tried to get to him. Just the execution poor.
So again, the Twitter question. Where and how are you listening? And what's your favorite moment from the Warriors-Rockets rivalry? Olynyk for three. Hits a bomb from right in front of the Rocket bench.
That's what he does.
We're tied at 22. He is playing really well for them. Draymond Green at the foul line. To Looney, handoff Curry. Curry chase. Draymond gets it back. Two dribbles, lob for Looney. Nice. Catches and softly lays it in.
Again, he gets the ball in the middle. He's looking to pass. And by the way, can you call it a rivalry when the other team doesn't win?
For the sake of argument and getting some answers on the trip Twitter question, I'm going to say yes. Olynyk for three. Front rim, glass, no good. Defensive rebound, Wiggins. Wiggins down the near side. Now, blasting Euro steps around Olynyk. Reached up, no good. And the rebound cleared by the Rockets. And it's going to be Porter Jr. over to Wood. He steps in, lost the ball, comes off the glass. Curry has it, softly leads Poole on a break. He goes in, and this time just lays it in.
Nice.
One asset that Jordan Poole has that he can use to his advantage. He is very quick. On the bounce, up top, trying to make a move, Sterling Brown. He's a player the Rockets really like. After acquiring him, Olynyk had it, and the foul by Looney. 2:35 to go first quarter, 26-22.
Steph already 4 rebounds, 4 assists tonight.
Damian Lee comes in. DJ Wilson in there, and Augustine checks in as well. Well, you know what? Hey, we must be at the club, Tom. We got DJ Sharp upstairs. We got DJ Augustine out here. DJ Wilson.
You would know.
What's on the turntable?
I don't want to see your turntable at the club.
We were playing it before the game. DJ Augustine.
I don't have enough drink specials for that.
Down the lane. Shot up and good by the former Orlando Magic point guard. Here comes Draymond Green to Curry. Curry for three left side. That's up and good. 29-24. Back and forth we go, just like last night. Augustine directing traffic. Bradley pops out left wing. Shoots a three. It's up and no good. Rebound to Curry. Curry to the timeline. Curry gets a drag screen from Draymond. Another three for Curry, and it's in and out. Rebound Looney. Finds Poole. He'll take a three right side. Catch and shoot three. It's good.
That's what you want. Your big guy gets a rebound and pitches it back out to you. Just let that thing go. Those are the type of shots I want to see Jordan Poole take more.
13 buckets for the Dubs. 10 assists. Augustine on the screen. Gets it up top. Not afraid to fire was DJ Wilson, and that's up and good. Came over that trade for P.J. Tucker. Now here's Draymond. Draymond, crossover dribble, throws it backwards, but stolen by Bradley, and he is fouled. And if this is on Curry, that would be his second. It is.
And the Rockets, 12 three-point attempts already, 5 of 12. Warriors 2 for 6 from 3.
So you're saying you don't like Low Rider by War? That's what we were playing before the game, before you got here.
It's okay.
Yeah?
It's okay. I don't think I have it on my playlist. I'm not sure how much our playlist would match.
I'm pretty sure it's two totally different lists of songs. Now, other end. Penetrating was Wall. Throws the ball out of bounds. It's deflected by Golden State. Bazemore back in there with Damian Lee, Curry, Poole, and Looney.
You probably enjoy some Tom Petty, Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
kind
yeah.
of stuff. Yeah, oh, so yeah. we got some stuff to match.
John Wall checks the clock. Minute 5 to go in the quarter. Catches on the far side after inbounding for the baseline. Brings it left with the dribble. No look. Pass inside. Wilson misses. Got his own rebound. Double pump fake. No good. Looney back for the defensive rebound. Got it to Curry. Curry wearing pink or dark sneakers with a pink stripe on them. Gets it to Poole. Poole, two dribbles. Lost the handle. Gets it to Looney. Looney will turn and face the right elbow. Reverses. Dribble handoff back to Poole, and he travels.
Referee's like, just a little bit. J.B. DeRosa, just a little bit. I don't know. Maybe he did the Chris Gatling. You know that old pump fake that he used to do?
Oh, yeah.
Way up,
yeah.
Keep that tippy toe on the ground.
John Wall not afraid to fire and buries a three above the break on the right side. The Rockets keeping pace here. Warriors 32, Houston 30, 34.9 left. Curry lets the ball roll, picks it up on the logo with Bradley right in front of him. Blasted by him, blasted by Wilson, lost the ball, turnover.
He had the right idea, though.
Yep.
He let that ball roll because he wanted to get himself in position to get a two-for-one without giving the Rockets a chance at a two-for-one. Unfortunately, just couldn't corral the basketball.
Bruce is getting his steps in again. He says missing all the three-pointers in the playoffs. Mike points out a good one. Game 6, 2019. Curry, 0 points at the half, ends up with over 30.
That's right.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. 32-30. Warriors up 2. Rockets have the handle. Wall to wind it down. About a 7-second differential between the two clocks. Wall waits. Guarded by Bazemore. Top of the key. Goes right. Bumping with Bazemore. Lost the ball. Bazemore picked his pocket. Bazemore dribbles at the midcourt. 7 seconds. Looks and finds Poole. Poole up top. Waits off a screen by Lee. Lost the ball. Stolen away. Rockets get it. Half-court shot out of the way. It's no good. It's kind of an air ball there. Kenyon Martin Jr., who had just snuck into the game, misses that. At the end of one, a high-scoring affair so far. 32-30. Warriors lead with the Rockets on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and Tom, interesting first quarter. Warriors shooting 59% from the floor.
Yeah, the offense looked really good. The Rockets were able to get a majority of their 30 points from three, but you know, John Wall hit a couple three-pointers, and he shoots 32%. So just because he hits a couple early, you don't want him going by you, and some of those were well-contested threes. You just got to make sure guys that love shooting threes don't shoot the wide open ones.
Jordan Poole off the dribble. Starting the second quarter, Damian Lee stripped on the drive, goes out of bounds. It's Wiseman, Poole, Wiggins, Lee, and Bazemore for the Rockets. Kenyon Martin Jr., Avery Bradley, DJ Wilson, DJ Augustine, and John Wall. Wiseman the catch. Steps out, faces up on the right wing. 7 to shoot, takes it middle. Tripped and fouled. Steve Kerr pointing to the bucket. He's saying it was gathered.
Whatever they call, I'm like, okay. Yep.
And Wiseman heads to the free throw line.
I think depending on what side of the court, that's how they call it. Like if that play would have taken in front of the Rockets bench. Side out.
I agree. I would have called that. A. Cohen checks in, synced up as he does in Salt Lake City with the TV broadcast. Appreciate that. who says the easy answer is Steph's 33 in the second half, but the underrated one, 2015, Steph drops 40 in Houston, and the Warriors went up 3-0. Missed free throws for Wiseman, so it's still 32-30 Warriors. Other side, Wall drives, lost it, thought he got fouled. Wiseman dribbles it, almost lost it, and now here comes Jordan Poole. Off the screen, back to Wiseman, lookout goes in, it's blocked away, knocked out of bounds. Kenyon Martin Jr., who's got big-time hops, comes away with a block.
Well, that's when you want to finish with your right hand. You want to try to go up there and protect the ball with your body or your left hand. But he exposed the ball. And when you expose the ball, even guys that are shorter than you can get up there and get it.
And he's limping. He being James Wiseman. Yeah, Kenyon Martin Jr. really gets up there like his father. And with Wiseman limping, Steve Kerr's got called timeout just 37 seconds into the second quarter. It's still 32-30 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. James Wiseman participated during the timeout, but after the timeout, went to the locker room. We await a report on him. She landed awkwardly. Warriors will inbound near side of the basket to our right. It is Poole throwing in for Looney. Looney topside. One dribble, gets it to Bazemore. Bazemore waits, fakes, comes right on the dribble, and beats Bradley to the rim, but missed it. Looney missed the tip, rebound deflected, and Wall comes up with it. Rockets on the goal. Wall showing that great speed. Crossover dribble to the rim and draws a foul. My goodness.
It's like a blur.
I mean, that's quickness even Barbosa might be jealous of.
I mean, he's got top-end speed like very few have.
Yeah.
When he gets going, and that's what I was talking about with him and Westbrook, is that they're just really, really, they're different builds, but they want to get to the rim, and they want to do it explosively, and they can do it very fast. And if they get you on your heels, hard to stay in front of them.
Free throw is no good for Wall. You know, Wall sometimes gets, I think, a little bit of a bad rap, and I don't think people realize how big he was in D.C. with that community, all the stuff he did there. That was a real tough thing for him to leave there. Second free throw, no good. And from all reports in Houston, reading some stuff in The Athletic, that he is truly trying to help Kevin Porter Jr. on his journey. Porter Jr., like Wiseman, only 20 years old. Here's Wiggins down the lane, drives to the cup and scores. So the two missed free throws by Wall, followed by a Wiggins bucket, and it's a 34-30. Warriors lead. Wall with the dribble. Off the screen. Stops. Two-hand toss over to Bradley. Pump fake at the three-point line. Dribbles in on Poole. Shoveled it back to Wall. Right of the logo. Wants a running start. Augustine flashes by. So does Bradley. Wall backs up Bazemore. Takes the jumper. Good. Wall now with 8 of Houston's 32. Golden State leads by 2. Wiggins, pressured by Tate, almost lost the ball out of bounds. Now with a right-hand dribble, spins back, little fade away from the left elbow. That is up and good.
Well, that's his shot, a little mid-range fade away.
Wiggins now in double figures. Lob inside, Tate sealed off Damian Lee. Whistle, it's an offensive foul.
Offensive foul.
Sean Tate leaves the ball on the ground in the backcourt.
Endearing himself to the officials.
Yes. By the way, Kyrie Irving, Dennis Schroeder both ejected in the game between Brooklyn and Los Angeles. Looney with the ball over to Bazemore. Dumped it downstairs. Wiggins at the box. Has Wall there. Goes to work. Baseline spin. No good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Martin, who hit the trampoline to pull that one down. Augustine with it. With the dribble, Augustine feeds over to Wall. Olynyk getting ready to come back in for Houston. Wall between the legs about 6 times, driving by Looney, up and reaches up, no good. Looney gets the defensive rebound. Poole takes it the other way. Poole throws cross-court to Lee, who catches and fires from the corner. It's no good. Rebound, Wiggins, great save to Poole. Poole runs out of real estate in the paint, has Bazemore open for a right-side triple, and it's good.
Oh, a nice job of Poole not forcing it. Just getting himself under control and then finding the open man.
39-32. Wall flips it over to Augustine. Augustine waits, dribbles Penetration gets it to Bradley for a corner attempt. That's no good. Bazemore has the defensive rebound. Bazemore. Bounce pass in deep. Wiggins got fouled from behind by Augustine because Wiggins had him pinned. Here comes Kelly Olynyk back in. And now it's going to be Wiggins up top to Bazemore. Wiggins straight on for three. It's up and good. Top of the key, just casual. Okay, I'm open.
Yep, he's feeling it tonight because he's actually looking for a shot.
6 of 8 from the floor. He's got 13. Wall bumping with Bazemore. Takes him down the lane and left-hand finish.
He's got a lot of finishes.
My
right,
goodness.
Right hand, left hand, and again, that's where he wants to get the rim.
It's like a pinball
yep.
when you hit the flapper there. Wiggins. Far side. Drives on Olynyk. They collide. Wiggins goes up and scores. Wiggins really feeling it now. 9 points in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. Olynyk plays catch with Augustine, who gets wide open in the corner. Can't find the range on the three. Rockets are 6 of 16 from distance. Bazemore left side. Warriors up 10. Finding Poole. Poole fakes and fires. 3-point shot up and good for Jordan Poole. Steven Silas calls a timeout. The Warriors lead by 13 on a 13-2 run on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 47-34, Warriors on top by 13. Your CarMax game summary. Golden State leading by 2 at the end of one. A 15-4 start in the second quarter. Jordan Poole, last game against the Rockets, had 23 points in 24 minutes, 8 of 16 from the floor, 6 of 11 beyond the arc. He's got 12 so far. DJ Augustine starts off, beautiful pass to Olynyk inside. It gets a layup. Nice design play out of the timeout.
God, there are so many buckets to be had on slips in today's NBA.
Oh, isn't that true? Wow. Looney. Screens for Wiggins. Wiggins, guarded by Olynyk, crossover, backs him up for a 15-footer. It's up and good.
This is about as aggressive as I've seen him.
17 in the first half for Wiggins. Porter Jr. to Wood. Wood with a pump fake. Hand off to the cutter. It's Augustine. He'll circle, fire, and hit a three. 10-point lead for Golden State. 5 minutes gone by in the second. On the far wing. Wiggins driving, and he's hand-checked and grabbed by Wood. Poole took a shot from about 40. Jayshon Tate suffers from Kevin Garnett syndrome.
That needs to go away. That really needs to stop being a thing.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid it won't until somebody gets hurt, and then it'll go away.
Do the Grammatica.
Oh, the Grammatica, that's right. Jordan Poole on the inbound. Dribbles, faints, and now fires. It's up and good off the... Trevor, a one-foot floater there.
Sneaky.
51-39. Augustine cruising the baseline. Finds Porter Jr. for a three look that does not go. Damian Lee for the rebound. Lee comes out of the pack, sporting a gold headband. Far side, finds a cutting pool on the accelerator, blasting to the rim. Missed the layup, defended well by Olynyk. Both guys go down, so it's a four-on-four. Wood drives on Wiggins, takes the... Euro step and a Texas step and lace it in.
The Texas Euro step?
It looked like he had an extra step somewhere in there. I had to make up what that one was. Wiggins feeds over to Damian Lee. Quick release from the corner. The three doesn't go. And the rebound saved by Lee. Hard pass to Looney. Interior pass to Wiggins, who lays it in. Boy, Looney did a good job with his yeah. mitts to knock that one down. Porter Jr. lob for Olynyk, who sealed off Wiggins, and Wiggins will get the foul. Olynyk very, very sound at sealing people off and getting position. Warriors with 30 of their 53 in the paint here, and they lead by 12, 5:46 left in the second. Did we mention it's Juan Toscano-Anderson's birthday today?
Happy birthday, Juan.
Yeah, he's 28. Augustine. Dribbles, bounce pass Olynyk to the rim, goes up, missed it, got his own rebound. Back up strong, no good, rebound. Tate, who flies in for it. His putback won't go, tipped out, and Damian Lee running full stride. to Draymond Green, to Curry. Curry to Mulder. Mulder from the left corner. It's on the way. It's no good. It's an air ball. Kelly Olynyk went flying by and gave Mulder something else to look at, and that might have distracted him for a moment. Augustine fouled by Curry. No shot. Augustine saying, you got to be kidding me. And the foul's on Curry. It's going to be his third. Bazemore in. Lee out.
Steph filling up that stat sheet. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 fouls, 5 points.
As long as he doesn't fill it up with turnovers.
Yeah, or too many fouls.
Yeah, or too many fouls. Wood, his pass stolen by Mulder. Nice play. Draymond Green takes it up the floor. Left side to Looney. Fakes a handoff to Mulder. Finds Draymond. Curry now curling on the side. Bazemore catches. Mulder, right corner again, lets it fly. This one's good. The truth is out there as Mulder buries it to make it 56-41. Augustine. Up top, we get a whistle and a foul. Mulder and Wood.
That X-Files reference has been sitting around for a while.
It has. We had to dust that one off.
Yeah, it's nice to hear it.
Yeah. So the man whose face has never seen smoking a cigarette, Olynyk, gets outside to Porter Jr. Porter Jr. with the dribble. Spins away from Bazemore. Backs up into a three look. That was ambitious. Rebound deflected away. Wood gets it to Augustine for three. No good. Draymond ripped the rebound away. And he's 20 years old, Porter Jr. And sometimes the 20-year-olds, they make moves that you might not want. Mulder with another three look. Same spot, different result. Porter Jr. with a rebound. 56-41. Warriors up. Wood fakes. One dribble right side. Bazemore with a steal, and Wood gets the foul.
Nice hands by Bazemore.
Bazemore with a 5.4 rebound, 3 assist half. Wood picks up his second. Oh, yeah. He just tried to put the hold on him there. Curry to the timeline. Over to Looney. 4 minutes go before halftime. Bazemore cutting in, unopposed, straight line drive, top of the key to the rim, and he laid it in.
Steven Silas with his hands to the sky. What are we doing?
58-41. 17-point Warrior lead. Wall directing traffic. As Porter Jr. come up, Olynyk gets the ball. Dribble handoff, got it to Tate. Tate attacks, rotates over to Wood for a three on the right sideline. Nothing there. Curry pulls down the rebound, number 6, to the front court. Bouncing of the dribble, lost it, knocked away. Good hands by Wall. Olynyk will take it across. Olynyk to the three-point line. Back over to Wall on the near sideline. Left-hand dribble, drives on Curry, tries to muscle him inside, throws it to the wing, somehow found Wood in traffic. Wood takes it inside. Pogo's no good. Olynyk with the rebound. Bodies crashing, people crying, and a foul call. Man, that was just, yeah, a lot of action going on there.
I know things aren't always fair. Certainly not in this business, but it would have been nice to see Steven Silas get a little better shake this year. I mean, it's been a rough year, the beginning and having to deal with Harden, and then Wall comes over and, you know, Wall's been injured, and then Oladipo here gone, and it's been a rough, I mean, lot to deal with for your first year.
Yeah, when your, you know, all-star player says early in the season, we're not good enough.
Yeah.
No, it's like, okay.
That's no. That's when you call your agent and go, this is guaranteed, right? Okay. Man, one shot. Just making sure.
But he is a resourceful man and a smart man.
He is.
I think if anybody that meets him or knows him knows he's got the patience for the job. One of two free throws at the other end for Olynyk. 58-43. Warriors with it. Passed inside by Draymond. Deflected away. John Wall comes up with it. Down the left sideline. Step for step with Wiggins. Spins it back up top. Shiver move by Wall. Drifting left. Now gets Draymond. Throws over. Top of the key. Tate spins on Curry. Powers his way in with a left-hand finish.
Well, that was just I'm bigger than you move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you got three fouls. You're not going to do a lot.
Jayshon Tate with his first bucket. Draymond to Bazemore, guarded by Tate to Curry. Curry gets Wood, launches, misses a three above the break on the right side. Porter Jr. will take it across. Porter Jr., baseline. Bounce pass over to Wood. Wood, cross court, right wing, Olynyk. Quick pass downstairs. There's Tate again. Left hand jump hook, no good. A whistle, a foul. 2:16, our time remaining in the first half. Well, Stephen Silas, you mentioned to him, and he talked about the lessons he learned from Don Nelson while he spent 5 years as a Warriors assistant coach.
That was one of the things I learned from Don Nelson, that when you rebound, you can start your transition with the rebounder by pushing the ball up one or two dribbles and then getting it to a ball handler. So those are the things that we're kind of incorporating and slowly but surely getting to.
I thought he was going to say what he learned from Nelly was win or lose after the game, make sure the beer is cold.
Juan Toscano Anderson, the birthday boy, checks in for Golden State. Tate, second free throw, no good. Slapped out by Olynyk, but grabbed by Damian Lee. 58-46. As Tate missed both free throws for Houston. Curry has the dribble. High screen and roll with Draymond. Left side. Shovel to the baseline. There's Toscano Anderson. The Draymond dropped it. Picked up. Tate wants to run. Tate goes right down the lane to the rim. Blocked from behind by Bazemore. And Lee gets it to Draymond. Draymond now feeds Toscano Anderson. Reverse layup as he ghosted down the baseline. And it's 60-46 Warriors.
What a block by Bazemore.
I know. How about that? Never gave up on a pass. Batted down by JTA. Goes to Curry. Curry off the dribble three. Good! 17-point Warriors lead. Stephen Silas wants another timeout. We'll keep it here with a minute 33 to go. In fact, what we'll do right now is pause 10 seconds. Station identification. This is the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. April 23rd is the day the Warriors are targeting to try to get fans back in the stands.
You know, to have fans coming back, you know, and chase on the 23rd, extremely excited. Excited for the fans as well. You know, this coming to games is a huge part of some people's lives, you know, and so, you know, excited for them as well.
That's Draymond Green as we watch from on high here at the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. And Tom, it's going to be great to look down and look around the Chase Center and see fans at the end of this month.
Yeah, not only does it add the ambience, some, you know, some noise. You know, I noticed it watching the Giants home opener a couple days ago. It's just one step closer to getting back to normal.
Yeah.
And it just, having fans in here, I know it'll be limited capacity, but that's one step. And then the next step will be a few more fans. And then hopefully, you know, at some point next year, I would think, then this place will be sold out like it always was. So to me, it's like, it just feels like progress. Like, man, it's been a long, long time, but if everybody continues to do the right thing, then we're going to get there.
And the way the Warriors play, they feed off that kind of
energy. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, that might have cost them a game or two. Now, the other part, too, you know, you think about all the great moments that have been missed, even just a short season like this one. You know, Curry scoring 62 here. How cool would have that been in front of a sold-out house, which it would have been with Damian Lillard in Portland in town.
Would have been electric.
Yep.
Absolutely electric.
Rockets have the ball. Coming out of the timeout, right to left they go. It's 63-47. They must have adjusted a shot for Houston. Wall with it, cross court. Got it over to Porter Jr. And what do we got?
I think Porter Jr. just threw him down, threw Bazemore down.
Yeah.
Or was it Olynyk that threw him down? Okay. And somebody threw him down.
It might have been a lick, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
So it's 63-47 up on the scoreboard. Curry with it. Bounce pass to Draymond. Draymond on top of the logo.
Curry curling wide side. Draymond goes down the lane, throws a bad pass, sailed out of bounds, and he jumped up. He's trying to put a hole in the floor, jumping up and down. He's hopping mad at himself.
Man, looked like a 5-year-old Draymond. Somebody took his sucker away.
54 seconds remaining. First half of play, Wall to Wood. Above the break, left side, tries to make a move on Draymond. Draymond called for a reach-in.
He wants to have a few more seconds to vent at himself.
Yes. Or that might be what happens when Michigan beats Michigan State. That might be. But the odd thing is that one of the guys that he's bonded with on this team is Jordan Poole.
Yeah. Yeah, he enjoys it when his Spartans take down the Wolverines. There's no doubt about that. A lot of love for his school.
Christian Wood, starting in Philly, Charlotte, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Detroit. Now in Houston, was a teammate of Patrick McCaw at UNLV. Free throws are good. It is 63-49. The lead is 14 for Golden State. Curry with the ball. Trying to get 2-for-1. Step back, elbow jumper over Olynyk is true. And that gives Golden State a 16-point advantage. Gives Curry double figures on the night. He's got 10. Wall lets it roll. Picks it up in the front court. Down the lane. Low pass. Good catch. Olynyk pump fake. Got Toscano Anderson in the air. And JTA says Olynyk jumped into him on the pump fake. Which
of course
he did. Yeah, which he did. I mean, he jumped horizontally at least 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah. Problem is, Juan, he also kind of drifted in just a little bit. And usually that's enough to get you a foul, even though I hate that call. You know, it's so funny with everyone switching nowadays, and I get why they switch, as Olynyk misses the first free throw. But that can't –
Yeah, I know.
How do you switch and have Olynyk on Steph and go, yeah, we'll live with that?
No.
It's just like they can't. That should, like, it's your instinct to have you running over there.
Olynyk, a Canadian, his mom on the stat crew in Toronto. One of the first female statisticians in the NBA. Hit the second free throw, 65-50. Warriors up 15. Curry with the ball. Doubled, pass to JTA. Takes it down Broadway, throws over to Bazemore, down to Damian Lee, 7 on the clock, and he takes it and dragged his pivot foot for a turnover. 14.3 left. And Curry's going to head to the bench, and we get our first look at Gary Payton. The second. A lot of juniors and seconds in the league.
I like juniors.
Yeah.
Being that I am one.
That's right, you are.
Yep.
Wall on the dribble, just runs into Damian Lee. Got the ball over to Porter Jr. Now to Wood. He'll fade into a contested three. No good. Buzzer sounds. Wood on the deck. He wanted a foul. And Josh Tivitt just walks by him and says no. So at halftime, it's 65-50. The Warriors lead by 15. R.C. Davis is here at Chase Center. He's got all the details of an incredible first half for the Toronto Raptors. Ejections in Brooklyn. It's a Saturday night in the association on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Hang on now. The scoreboard was wrong. And it's 65-48, so our stats were wrong. The stat monitor was wrong. Everything was wrong. Now they're telling Stephen Silas that there was a discrepancy. Tom is throwing away his stat sheet.
See, we need a new CarMax keys to the game.
Oh, you want another one? Out of
everything's changed.
65-48.
Yeah, everything's changed. By the way, I feel bad for James Wiseman. Not that he wasn't having a great night tonight or anything, but it just seems every time he starts to get a little momentum in his season, something happens. You know, whether it be health and safety protocols, the wrist injury, and now tonight he's back in the locker room getting reevaluated for the rest of the evening. Hopefully he is okay. Golden State will have the ball, start the second half. So it's 65-48. Bazemore down to Draymond, left box, Wood on his hip. Dribbles up to Curry. Curry takes a baseline, Wood on his hip. Outside right goes to JTA, back to Curry. Corner three, rattle but doesn't go. Juan Toscano-Anderson replacing Wiseman to start the second half. Bazemore already out there because no Oubre Jr. tonight. Porter Jr. feeds Woods, stolen away by Curry. Curry leads JTA nice. Right down the middle of the floor for a two-hand slam.
It's like a tight end running the seam to my split goodness. Him. Beautifully done.
67-48. Right side, Wall stops. Cross-court skip, got it to Tate. Tate, lob for Wood. Draymond there, deflected it, out of bounds. Houston's ball, seven to shoot. They'll inbound far side of the basket to our right.
Well, when Draymond's on the weak side, you're probably not going to sneak that one by him.
No.
Might throw it over him, but you're not going to sneak it by him.
Wall to Olenek. Olenek looking for Wall. Gets it back to him in the corner. Curry right there. Wall, top side. Porter Jr. fakes. Takes the floater down the lane and hits it for about 14 feet.
Tough shot.
It's a very tough shot. Both he and Wood have made a couple of tough shots tonight. Bazemore, left side. Throws tap of the key to Draymond. Curry denied by Wall. So Draymond gets a little pick and roll action. Takes it down the lane. Scoop to the hoop short. Wood defensive rebound. Over to Wall. Wall accelerates, turns Curry around, gets by him, penetrates over to Porter Jr., who catches, squares up, misses the three. Wall with the rebound. He might have been out of bounds coming back in. Olenek, right side, gets it to Tate. Left hand feed to Wood. Wood dribbles on Curry. Now to Wall. Shot clock at three. Got to go. Takes a three. It's up. No good. At Toscano Anderson with the defensive rebound. Backward hand off to Curry. Curry to the timeline. Fakes. Stops at the elbow, lost the ball, picked up by Porter Jr. Down the lane he goes. It's blocked away by JTA. Wood has it. He had Olenek wide open and missed him. Instead, waits for John Wall. Shot clock at 10. Wall down the lane, just flicked it forward with his wrist. It goes out of bounds, and that's a turnover.
Yeah, neither of these teams doing a great job of taking care of the ball.
Well, it's been a challenging 2 minutes and 11 seconds for yours truly. A lot of things I haven't seen before going on. Curry waits for JTA to pop out. Juan Toscano Anderson wearing the 95. 95th Avenue in Oakland. Hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins fades and fires. Spins off the rim. Toscano Anderson offensive rebound. Back to Draymond. Now to Curry. Curry down the lane. No look to Bazemore. He'll let it fly. Three ball up and no good. And Wood clears for the red-clad Rockets. Down the right side, John Wall takes it middle all the way. Scoop to the hoop. Good.
That's your definition of slithering.
Yeah, right there. Slithered into the paint.
Yep.
Back to his right. 15-point lead for the Warriors. Curry trips and falls, and Kelly Olynyk, who is a walking body contact, called for the foul. Heck of a player, though. There's a lot of teams would love to have him right now.
Yeah, smart basketball player, stretches the court.
And he is physical.
Yep, he is physical.
Curry, side out, in front of the Rocket bench to Wiggins. Wiggins off a Draymond pick. Waits, stops, a little flip. Got Wood frozen to the hardwood there for a second. Flipped it up and in.
Goal for Andrew Wiggins tonight. See if he can get 25 shots.
He's got 13 right yep. now. And 21 points, very efficient. Wall, far wing, finds Olenek, sets his feet, lets it fly off the rim, off the fingertips of Wood, and Curry has it in traffic to Bazemore. Bounce pass to JTA, fakes, dribbles it in, handoff back to Curry, open three, on the way, good. That's why Toscano Anderson has a future in this league. He knows who he is and knows who the stars are. Saw Curry, says, oh, I won't take the shot, I'll get it back to Steph. Porter Jr. right side. Dumped it down to Wood. Double team goes up. Hit the side of the board. Tipped in by Olenek inside. 72-54. Here comes Curry again. Gets around Wall. Drives in. And there's Tate. They're wrestling away. It's going to be a jump ball. Curry didn't think it was a jump ball. Nobody makes an offensive play like that and gets called for a jump. And looked like that was a pretty decent call, though.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it. Yeah. I've seen that called a foul before, but I have no problem with the jump ball.
Curry wins the tip, and it goes to Wall. Wall, 2-on-2 all the way, drives in and scores. Boy, he just gets going so quickly, Tom. He keeps you off balance.
And you think he's at top speed, and he's not. He's got another gear to hit.
72-56, Draymond, low right. Finds Toscano Anderson, pump fake, dribble drive, great bounce pass to Wiggins. He goes reverse, can't find it. Olynyk with a rebound. Porter Jr. now to Wall. A lead for Golden State is 16. Wall, top of the key, jumper, contested two. Nothing there. Tate with the offensive rebound, muscled it back up and in.
That was a man's board.
That was.
I mean, that was physical.
And that at 6'4". I mean, I look at Jayshon Tate, and I think, boy, if he was 6'9", wow.
Oh.
Toscano Anderson, pump fake on Olynyk. Leaves his feet, jump pass to Wiggins. Open, fires, short, rebound Draymond. Back to JTA, over to Bazemore. Back to JTA for three. Front rim glass, no good. Draymond went for a rebound. Tate will be called for the foul. So if you're not sure who Jayshon Tate is, he's 6'4", 230 out of Ohio State. Undrafted rookie in 2018. Well, he's undrafted in 2018. He is a rookie this year, technically. Draymond Green off the side out, gets it to Curry. Back to Draymond, over to Toscano Anderson. Just hands it over to Curry. Curry behind the back, draws a crowd. Pass to JTA. Skip pass, corner Wiggins. Baseline drive goes up to the left hand and finishes over his fellow Canadian Olynyk and scores.
That was a really tough finish.
It is offhand 74-58. Wiggins now with 23. Wood turns, and his shot over Wiggins up and good.
Yeah, usually Wiggins can get after that shot, but Wood's about as long as Wiggins is.
Draymond to Curry, who slipped the pick and fumbled it out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 12 on Golden State. That will get us to the under 7 mandatory. 74-60 Warriors. 6:29 to go in the third on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Dub Nation, tonight's Warriors shop item of the game is 25% off site-wide tonight and tomorrow. Make sure to use the code BACKTOBACK at checkout. Save tonight at shop.warriors.com. Rockets with the ball. Kevin Porter Jr. lets it roll. Came over from Cleveland for a second-round pick. Had a locker room incident in Cleveland, but by all accounts of the guys in Houston, he is part of their future. They're nurturing him. He's now 20 years old. Wall throws it over to Tate from the right wing. Shot no good. Olynyk, nice tip to Wall in the corner. It's a three, and it's good. Kelly Olynyk should get an assist on that.
Wall shot the ball well from three-point land tonight. 3-for-4.
17 for Wall. The lead down to 11. One thing about this team, they play hard for Stephen Silas. Wiggins catches. Finds Curry. Back up top. Wide open. Three for Curry is good.
When you're playing Steph, you better be focused for 24 seconds. Playing him on D, that is.
Curry is right around 40 points away from passing Wilt Chamberlain to become the franchise's all-time leading scorer. I never thought I'd say that. But somebody would pass Wilt. Wall, high pass on the far side. Porter Jr. working on the JTA. Takes him inside. The shot's up and good. But Porter Jr.'s got a big body. That is a large guard. Wiggins baseline drive, throws it to no one in particular. Tate takes it away. 77-65. Wall tries to back up Curry. Retreats beyond the arc on the near wing. Right in front of where it says Chase Center. Wall directing traffic. Warriors show bodies to Wall. Defensive help. Ball goes over to Porter Jr. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Throws it back to Olynyk. Back to Porter Jr. Three on the clock. Got to go. Fade away. Tough shot over Wiggins. Doesn't fall. And Draymond Green has it. Leads Wiggins on a long breakaway. He runs it down. Spins it back. Finds Curry right side. Stepped around Wall. Behind the back. Scoop to the hoop. Good and a foul. You got to be kidding me. And he runs up into the stands to celebrate. Ridiculous.
Sometimes I think he's out here and he says to himself, I wonder if I can do this. Yep, I can.
Man.
I mean, around the back and just, I mean, he shot that from his, like he pulled it out of his holster. Just shot it from his hip. His finishing skills are really unparalleled for a guy that can't dunk or rarely dunks.
Rarely.
Forgot dunks. The All-Star game.
Yes.
Had a monster jam. Yes. And that tells you all you need to know about the All-Star game.
I don't want him to dunk. It's not the takeoffs, it's the landings.
Yeah.
80-65 as he makes the free throw. That was just unbelievable. Olynyk with the right side. Downstairs to Tate and a foul. Poole trying to defend him a little bit too vociferously, I guess.
Now look at Porter Jr. and Tate, and I think this is not a team I'd want to play a pickup football game against.
No.
And if I did, I'd want those two guys on the sideline because they're big dudes.
Well, especially if Olynyk's blocking ahead of them.
It's true.
Bradley to Porter Jr. Avery Bradley back into the fray. Porter Jr. down the lane. Oh, inside. Little finger roll. Almost got the fall. JTA gets it to Curry. Curry bounced past Wiggins. Wiggins blasting to the hole. Goes up and missed it. Wood there to defend and Olynyk there to clear. Olynyk on the far wing with the dribble. Waiting. Her teammate of Bradley in Boston can't make the pass to him. Goes to Wood. Now pump fake by Olynyk. Spins away. Leans in. Pass inside. Loose ball to Tate. Goes up. Left hand. Airballed it to Olynyk who scores. Please analyze that for me.
I'd like to see it again, please.
My goodness.
How about a happy mistake?
Wow. Again, a lot going on there.
There was a lot.
Curry outside. Jab step on Olynyk, takes about a 30-footer, and it rolled in. It bounced up and then rolled back down. Curry now with 19. He is living well. Porter Jr., right sideline. Warriors up 83-67. Ball down to Wood. Just goes a bully ball right over the top of Toscano Anderson, and he laid it in.
Yeah, once he ate up that space and jumped in the air, Toscano Anderson was under him, so he couldn't jump up or he'd foul him.
Curry scored the last nine. Poole drives, goes up, got fouled by Olynyk. Sterling Brown, a sore left knee for Houston, will not return. But Kenyon Martin Jr. comes in. Former Oakland Soldier in AAU ball.
Well, Steve has no problem attacking a single defender. And no problem. We saw him do that with Lopez. He does it with Cantor all the time. And if they get Olynyk like this.
Guarding Curry.
Yep.
Down the lane. Curry sees three bodies. Throws to Draymond. Here's Damian Lee. Draw and kick up top. There's Poole. Wide open three. Front rim. Glass no good. Tipped out by Looney. Grabbed by Porter Jr. He'll attack. Draymond back. Leaves it for Wood. Wood attacks. Goes up over Draymond on the back rim and good.
That was a heck of a finish.
Yes, it was. Draymond defended both of those very well. 83-71, 2:40 to go in the quarter. Warriors up 12. Poole to Curry. Curry pump fake, fly by, sets his feet, lets it fly. It's good. Just like that, he's got 25. Porter Jr. throws out to Olynyk. Porter Jr. near side. Guarded by Looney. Warriors showing help. Cross-court pass stolen by Poole. Finds Draymond. Middle of the floor. Two on two. Little jumper over Olynyk. No good. Wood grabs it. The lead is 15. Wood dribbles it all the way up to Bradley. Bradley back to Wood. Knocked away by Draymond. Poole with it. Turnover number 14 on Houston. Curry shadows Wood. Dribbles left side. Backs up. Stumbles. Pump fake. Throws up a three. Got fouled by Bradley. And Curry will shoot three free throws when we come back. A minute 50 to go in the quarter. Curry with a 15-point quarter, 25-point game. Warriors lead 86-71 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 86-71. Steph Curry just putting on a show here in the third quarter. Crazy bucket a moment ago. By the way, Donovan Mitchell had 35-plus tonight. He becomes the first Utah player to do that in three straight games since the mailman, Karl Malone.
The mailman, Karl Malone. Part of the, maybe the greatest pick-and-roll combo in the history of the NBA, Stockton and Malone.
And one of their teammates is down on the Houston sideline. That's Jeff Hornacek.
Yep, and I was going to just mention him as Steph hits the free throw. If you wanted to dive at Malone and take away the roll, guess who's waiting on the weak side wing? Jeff Hornacek.
Yep.
Pick your poison. And you know Stockton was going to make the right choice just about every single time.
Selfishly, as a broadcaster, I always wanted to see them keep Jeff Malone so you could have Malone and Malone. But that's...
Jeff Malone, great runner, great leaner.
Yes.
A little 15-foot lean in on you. He could score on that baseline.
Curry getting three free throws here. Hits them all to make it 89-71. You could say that Karl Malone was the first and real post Malone. Down the near sideline, DJ Augustine. Tom Jordan is leaving. He's leaving the booth. right side to DJ Wilson. Back to DJ Augustine. Pump fake with a shot. Got fouled by Damian Lee. And DJ Augustine.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. You apologize to my ears right now.
Hey, you didn't listen in 2001. There's a lot worse than that. Oh, man.
My ears deserve an apology.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Right. Good enough.
Oh, man.
God, how long have you had that in your back pocket?
Jeez. Well, you couldn't use it for Michael Malone. Who we'll see on Monday with Denver.
Oh, man.
I was always a fan of Sam Mayday Malone.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I always thought that was a great nickname for that character. Free throws good. I thought it was three, but it was two shots for DJ Augustine. So it's 89-73. Curry has scored 15 in a row. Now gets Wood on a switch. Takes a three. Make it 18 from the left side.
Oh. Man, that guy.
31 time. Augustine. Stops and pops. Topside triple. Gets it right back for Houston. Augustine, a true pro in this league. Made himself a nice career. Curry trying to split traffic, somehow does, down, spins, gets to the rim and scores again! 20 straight points for Curry. It's 94-76. He's got 33. Wood fadeaway off of 1 foot from the foul line. That's up and good.
And give it to Steph and go away. Steph, you work this right, you can get two shots off here.
Now Curry for about 30. It's up. That's a heat check and a big one. No good. Rebound goes to DJ Wilson. 26 seconds to go. He wanted to get two for one as well.
Yes, he did.
Augustine, dribble drive, goes early, gets fouled.
Yep. You know what's interesting? I think in the middle of that run, if I'm not mistaken, he not only had threes, which is his normal way of doing business, he had three free throws for a three. And an and one for a three.
Jeez.
He got them all. And just about every way you can get a three, he got them. And I think they're all back to back to back.
11 of 18 from the floor, 7 of 13 beyond the arc, 4 of 4 line, 7 boards, 5 assists.
I mean, no one can hit you in the face with a flurry of points like him. No one.
He is 7 for 10 in the quarter. And free throws are good. And he is 5 for 7 from 3 in the quarter. 94-80. Augustine with the free throws. Warriors with the ball. Poole gets it back to Curry. 7 seconds. To go in the third, guarded by Bradley. Left-hand dribble, goes hard, stumbles back, pump fake, takes a three, it's on the way, it's no good. Defensive rebound to Martin Jr., and that's how we end the fourth quarter. Warriors leading by 14, 94-80. Stephen Curry scored 20 straight points in the quarter. He had a 23-point third quarter. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 94-80, Warriors lead by 14 with the final quarter yet to be started. Curry now with 33. He is the first Warrior since Rick Barry in 1974 to score 30-plus in 6 straight games. With that huge 23-point third quarter, Augustine with a little jumper on the right side to open the fourth. And the Warriors lead by 12. On the right side, Kevon Looney gets it to Poole, over to Damian Lee. This group had a good start to the fourth quarter last night against Washington. We'll see what they do here. Poole off the screen, takes a 17-footer, and that is true. Nice shot by Jordan Poole. And the Warriors get the lead back to 14. Poole off the bench has 16 points. Augustine behind the back, gets baseline, leads in. The cutter and the jumper is Kenyon Martin Jr., and he flushed it down with two hands.
Now, you could almost call that an offensive foul when you just jump back into a player. What are they going to do? They don't know you're coming. They're entitled to their area.
And the ball comes out of bounds on the near sideline. Poole had it deflected that way. Wiggins, Bazemore, Poole, Looney, and Lee against Wall, Bradley, Wilson, Martin Jr., and Augustine.
Good shots, no turnovers.
Bazemore to Wiggins. Wiggins off a pick. Steps around DJ Wilson. Gets to that right hand and glides in. Missed it, but tipped home by Looney. Looney diving to the rim, 98-84. Both teams trading baskets here early fourth quarter. Wall off a screen. Wall with Wiggins on his hip feeds DJ Wilson. Takes a tough fadeaway over Looney that won't go. And Wiggins pulled it down. Head up with the dribble. Accelerates. Nobody stopped him. Feeds it over left wing to Bazemore now. Cross court to Damian Lee. Hand off to Bazemore. Bazemore blasting down the lane. Feeds Looney. Baseline pop for Looney. Off the rim and glass. And DJ Augustine has a defensive rebound. Augustine fakes Bazemore. Lowers his head. Drives in. Takes a very tough shot that had no chance. And gets fouled in the process.
Yeah, that was when you're just hoping you get a foul called. Because you're right underneath the bucket. DJ Augustine's had a nice career.
He really has.
Good backup point guard, started for some teams.
13th year time.
Wow.
6 feet tall. And of course, played his college ball at Texas.
Yep. Speaking of Texas, I was a little shocked to see Shaka Smart go from Texas to Marquette. I know he's from there. He grew up, I think, in Madison, possibly, so I know going home, but just kind of a weird thing. In Texas to Marquette?
Better brats there. Second free throw is good.
That's a given. This is true.
You go from brisket to browns.
Weather? Not as much.
Jordan Poole to Wiggins. Out of Damian Lee. I don't think weather was a criteria in that decision, but I'm just
probably
guessing.
Probably not.
Just guessing.
I think you're probably right.
Bazemore on the right side. Stutter step. Leads in. Off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Got his own rebound. Put back up on the left hand. Got a soft touch off the back plate. Hits up and good. Golden State's hit the century mark. It's 100-86.
So Lawler's law prevails tonight.
Wall throws the corner. Bradley gets it outside. Far wing, there's Augustine, got horse collared by Bazemore, and that's a foul. This morning I watched back the Houston telecast of their game last night, and Matt Bullard, our friend who does the analysis for Rockets TV, he had an interesting point. He says, because I don't know if Lawler's Law applies in the way the NBA is going right now with all these point scores.
Would it be 110 now?
Maybe it's 110.
Possible.
Wall penetrates, got hit in the eye by Damian Lee. And the Warriors are fouling again. Three team fouls on the Dub, zero on the Rockets.
Yeah, that's not what you want. You don't want to help a team get back in the game by putting them on the free throw line, giving them the bonus with 8 minutes or so left to go in the quarter.
Augustine, 16 points tonight off the bench. John Wall. Wiggins eyeballing him. Martin Jr. sets the screen. Lob for him is too long, and Damian Lee grabs it. Lee up the floor. Hand off to Wiggins. Takes a 25-foot three. Nothing there. Rebound. Bazemore can't get it because Augustine ripped it away. Augustine far sideline. Backs up. Pump fake on the three. Lost his handle. Finds Wall on top of the logo. Straightens up, takes the three off the dribble, and nailed it. John Wall with his fourth three of the night. He's got 20 points. That's Warriors 100, Rockets 89. Houston not going away. Looney to Lee. Poole comes up to get the ball. Fakes a drive on Wall. Now tries to, gets inside, puts on the brakes, takes a little eight-footer. It's up and good.
Pretty move.
A move you have advocated for in the past.
Absolutely.
Put on the brakes.
Pump fakes always good. Get the flyby.
Wall gets a double screen. Lob inside. DJ Wilson blocked from behind. Roofed by Looney. Here comes Poole the other way. Poole. Timeline. Three-point line. Wiggins to Lee. He'll let it fly. Nothing there. Defensive rebound to Avery Bradley. Up the floor comes John Wall. spins, gets to the rim over Bazemore, no good, draws a foul. Bazemore picks up his third foul. And 8:01 left in the game. John Wall to the free throw line, but also on the next foul, the Rockets will shoot free throws the rest of the way. The plot thickens. Now subs coming back in for the Warriors. Mulder and Draymond Green off the bench. Bazemore to sit, Looney to sit.
Another couple minutes before Steph comes back in.
The Warriors can get this one and maybe manufacture a win over a very talented Denver squad.
And playing really well.
Yeah. We start the road trip with Cleveland and Oklahoma City. Those are games the Warriors can get. Free throw no good for Wall. 102-90. Now Poole, topside, takes a three. Kind of an awkward release, and it went in. The lead is 15. Poole, 21 off the bench. Wall backs up Wiggins. Probing the defense, retreats toward the far hash mark between the legs of the dribble. Slides of right wing, Augustine for about 27. That is up and good. DJ Augustine says the Rockets are done and I'm not done. 105-93. Wiggins waits. Screen by Draymond. Wiggins, topside. Dribble drive. Now down the lane. Got fouled by Tate and a late whistle. A foul. Derek Collins comes out of the pack with a foul. Wiggins will go to the free throw line. You're looking down at Stephen Silas. I'm reminded that he has a very unique place in NBA history. He is was not only the every player gets an assistant coach now, you know, and so who works with that player. And he worked with Steph Curry when Steph was a rookie. He also worked with one LeBron James when LeBron James was a rookie, and Stephen was on his dad's coaching staff in Cleveland, Paul Silas.
Everybody gets, all players get a coach now?
Just about, yeah.
God, I had to pay mine. Sad. Donnie Nelson.
I knew I was in trouble in high school when they gave me the trainer. Okay.
Not only did they give you the trainer, they gave you the trainer and go, yeah, this is probably a better vocation,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. Here's some tape. Get to work. 107-93. After the free throws by Wiggins, jumper from the corner by Augustine doesn't go. Wiggins with a rebound. Cross court to Mulder. Puts it on the deck, gets to the rim, and scores. A rare made, yeah, two for Mulder.
I was going to say, I don't know who you surprised more, Wall or me. I don't remember seeing him do that.
109-93. Wall backs up Damian Lee, takes a top of the key jumper. It's good. Boy, I know they're resting him on back-to-backs, but he looks awfully good.
Looks fresh, looks quick.
Yeah. 109-95, which is great to see because he went through much like what Klay Thompson's going through.
Oh, man.
Draymond Green finds Poole, who runs down the pass on the near sideline. His pass to Damian Lee. He goes in and scores.
That's a heck of a pass.
Yes, it was.
It really was.
John Wall cross court. Augustine catches, takes it to the foul line. Wall will take it above the break and buries a three. The points coming free and easy, and Steve Kerr's got called time. 5:54 to go in the fourth. Warriors maintaining. It's a 13-point advantage, 111-98, on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State leading by 13 with the 5:54 to go. Stephen Curry here, the 23-point third quarter, comes back in. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Curry with the ball, takes it right side, finds Poole curling off a pin down, misses a three. DJ Augustine with a rebound, shuffled it forward to Wall. Wall the front court, drives in, leans in on Toscano. Anderson banked it in, going full speed, and now we have an 11-point game.
You're right, Tim. He's looked really good tonight.
Curry
Gets wall moving one way, throws the other. Toscano Anderson to Poole, doesn't want to shoot it. Draymond, cross court to Mulder, puts it on the deck. Mulder down the lane and scores another two, only his 11th two of the season. 113-100.
Wow.
That sends Stastish and Allen Brown scrambling to the game by game to see what's his season high. We've made twos. Augustine on the right side. Off the screen. Goes to the corner. Porter Jr. up top. Wall with it. 113-100. Wall. Cross court. Right wing. Augustine turns around. JTA finds Tate with a corner triple. No good. Draymond defensive rebound. Outlet on the right side to Poole. No Wiseman in the second half. They're looking at his right knee. Poole lost it on a drive. Falls down. Looks. Waits. In trouble. Tries to call timeout. And the Warriors do call timeout with 4:38 to go. 113-100. Warriors lead by 13. And now we have words now as Toscano Anderson, John Wall, and Tate are all talking a little bit here. Draymond Green comes over to settle the matter. And it's just a lot of greetings and salutations, NBA style, on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Mulder off the inbounds, catches, goes inside, pump fake, goes up and draws a foul. He'll shoot two. Stephen Curry with 23 in the third quarter. He's got 33 for the night. Warriors lead by 13 with 4:36 to go. The next foul on Golden State puts them over the limit. Rockets with three timeouts up. Warriors have two. All part of your CarMax game summary as Mulder heads to the free throw line.
Well, if he had finished that, that definitely would have been a season high three layups. There's no doubt in my mind.
First free throw is good. 114-100. Mulder have been out of the rotation, but a couple of injuries tonight. And Steve Kerr going a little deeper on that bench. Bob in Tennessee listening in. Appreciates the broadcast. Thank you, Bob. Free throw no good. And a rebound to Houston. Looks like Kevin Porter Jr. might have jammed a finger. Wall with the ball. Waits. Gets it over to Porter Jr. Dribbles. Comes back left to the elbow. Gets Draymond on a switch. Lob for Wood. Goes off the glass. Wow, okay. Not good. Draymond leads Poole with a beautiful pass. Backward feed to Mulder for a two-hand flush. That was beautiful.
There you go. Season high. Three layups.
116-100. It's a great pass by Draymond, but an even better read by Poole. Wall dribbles in. Poole bumped into him, and Wall goes down with a foul on Poole. Had some beautiful passes made in this game tonight.
We really have. Porter Jr. wasn't one of them.
That last lob pass was so far above what it hit high. What didn't this hit off the glass? It hit high off the glass.
It hit above the square.
Yeah.
And it was going at about, I don't know, 75 miles an hour?
Yes.
I mean, he would have needed flame retardant gloves to catch that thing. That thing was hot.
Warriors have had some guys who could go up and get lob passes in the last few years. JaVale McGee comes to mind. Even JaVale, that would have been a tough one for JaVale to
call. Yeah. Festus was good at it.
Bogut?
Yeah, Bogut, absolutely. Bogut actually, I think, liked throwing him more than he liked catching him.
Yeah.
He loved passing. What a great big man passer Bogues was.
Very unappreciated how good he was.
Oh, people just don't. If you don't think he was great, you don't know.
Mulder from the right corner from JTA after Wall made two free throws. It's 116-102 as we went down memory lane there. Wood with a catch, a deep three straight on, no good. Good hustle by Tate for the rebound for Houston. Throws it cross court to Wall. Wall at the hash mark. Trying to break down Curry. Pulls up from 20. It's a back rim miss. Rebound corralled by JTA. He'll take it across the timeline. Waits for Draymond. Draymond swings the ball over to Curry. Curry splits traffic, gets bumped off glass, no good. Rebound goes to Tate. Wall, the Warriors leading by 14, off the screen, terminates, gets it to Tate. He'll drive, lowers his head, goes all the way in with his strong hand. That's his left hand. It's up and good.
Well, look at him, Tim. Everything he does is strong.
Oh, yeah. There's, yeah. Draymond Green finds a cutter. It's JTA to Mulder. Bounce pass to Wiggins. Has all day to tee one up. It's short.
Tate with the rebound in the air. One hands a pass to Wall. 116-104 Warriors. Wall to Olynyk from the hash mark. Kelly Olynyk for three.
Not over yet.
Steve Kerr calls a timeout. 2:40 left in the game. Warriors leading by nine, 116-107. So we'll keep it here for the moment. Golden State trying to close this one out against a very stubborn Rocket squad that you can just tell that Steven Silas has them playing hard, and they're doing some really nice things out there.
Yeah, they continue to grind, continue to get after it, and they know it's a long season. And to show fight all the time, I know everyone expects it, but it's not easy to do. And I should clarify, correct myself, because I don't know that Bogues was a great player. He was great for this team and great for that system. And I still think that was one of the most important moves the Warriors have ever made, making that trade for him.
Well, you know, I think, you know, the clarification I always try to throw in there, too, to be fair to Bogut, was that he was a great player who, via injury, couldn't do the things that he could do as a young player with Milwaukee.
This is true.
And when he got to the Warriors, but he was just so good at the game and knowing the feel for the game. And he just had that nice defensive temperament. He wasn't going to let anything easy come by him.
Yep. He could have played in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Like the way he played defense, no layups, be nasty. I always enjoyed the Bogut-Jordan confrontations when played the Clippers back in the day. Those are always fun.
Those were great. 116-107, so the Warriors trying to dial something up after the timeout. Bazemore hands the ball off to Draymond, almost literally. Backdoor pass for Curry, wasn't looking, and a turnover at the worst time.
Yeah, that's not what you want coming out of the timeout.
This will give Houston life here. John Wall catches on the right sideline, gets a full head of steam, and a screen from Wood. Lob to Wood, deflected away by Draymond. Curry saved it behind the back to Bazemore. And Bazemore over to Curry. Curry right sideline, waiting. JTA comes up for a pick. Double. Toscano Anderson catches to Draymond. Draymond back to JTA. Little interior passing. No good. Curry got the rebound. We have a whistle to Hall play. This will be a foul on Houston. Well, the Rockets have gone to that lob to Wood tonight, trying to get it over Draymond. And I just don't know if that would be my first choice if I were there.
Well, here's the reason people throw lobs at Draymond. Could you look at how tall he is? You don't take into account the wingspan. He gets balls you don't think he's going to get to, and that's one of the reasons he's such a great defender, is you think, well, I can go at him in the post. I mean, he's 6'5". Forget how strong he is. I mean, you forget about that. But then when you go up to shoot, he extends, and he's got about a 7'2 wingspan for a guy at 6'5". So he's got really long arms. And people just don't take that into account. They look at his size and think, well, I can shoot over him. I can go through him. And you can't. And you would think after years and years and years and years and years and years of people watching him play, they might get it. But they still don't.
Well, Juan Toscano-Anderson got fouled, heads to the free throw line. First one was true, and the second one the same. Lead to 18, 2:05 to go, 118-107. Wall down the near side. Cross-court Olynyk puts it on the deck, penetrates, hand off Wood, goes up and rounded down for Wood. We had a lot of those last two nights. Ball's just hanging around. Curry to bring it up in no hurry here. He gets doubled, feeds Toscano Anderson back to Curry. Nice. Give and go. That was easy. A layup good for Curry. Toscano Anderson the assist. And Rockets don't get the stop they would need to get back into this game. Wall penetrates, finds a man on the right sideline. Augustine now to Wood, fakes, drives down, lost the ball, deflected away. Wiggins has it. Wiggins to Bazemore in the corner to Toscano Anderson for a two-hand slam. And that could be your ball game right there. 122-109 with a minute 29 to go.
That'll do it. I'm going to lock it up for you.
Yep. Wall down the near side. Stutter steps on Bazemore, backs up for a three. Front rim, no good. Curry has the rebound. Takes it across the timeline. Warriors with a much-needed win after last night. Curry waiting. Backs up, shoots a three. It's up and good.
Sure. Why not?
Curry with 35, six straight games. 30 or more for Stephen Curry. Last time that happened was in the fall of 1974, and the great Rick Barry was helping the Warriors start a run toward a title. Draymond Green to Bazemore after a turnover by the Rockets. 31 assists for the Warriors. 18th time they've done that. And the Warriors will just run some clock down here. 5 seconds to shoot. Wiggins will take a three. No good. Olynyk rebound goes to Wood. And now to Wall. Ball down the near wing. Cross-court skip, Augustine. He's had a great night for Houston. Takes a three, missed it. Rebound Wiggins. All the Warriors have to do is get it across the timeline. They had trouble with that.
I think that was
they
like
throw
tiny
the ball
shoe.
Away, and it's going to be a turnover on the Warriors with 11.3 to go.
I mean, they're going to win, but Steve's looking like, can we finish this out clean, please?
My goodness. John Wall blasting to the rim. No good. Ball tipped away. Toscano Anderson gets it finally. The clock will run out. And the Warriors get a win. They go to 2-1 on the homestand with a 125-109 victory over the Rockets.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.